I'm live in the studio right now with Janet DeLorme. Now, Janet, it's National Ribbon Skirt Day. Tanse, welcome to the Raven. Oki, I should say.
Oki Napi.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Thank you.
She's one of my Blackfoot friends. And I've seen you down at the IAM Indigenous Markets. You're part of the collective down there.
Yes.
And I always see you with your amazing ribbon skirts and your amazing fabrics. Tell our listeners a little bit first about the history and maybe a little bit about the ribbon skirt first.
Sure. Yes, I am part of the IAM Collective. We're there every weekend. Don't know the address off the hop, but it's the old Army-Navy building across the street from Law Courts.
Yeah, the downtown farmers market.
Yes, yeah. The downtown farmers. We're on the second floor. Yeah, I sell textiles. My business is Across the Mountain Creations. So therefore, I have fabric. When people come, they already know, you know, their ribbon skirt, you know, in regards to their culture and stuff like that. So they come and pick out their fabric, or they ask me, they're creating a ribbon skirt for their family, which is usually themselves or their children. And I usually kind of get a little story behind them, just kind of, you know, get to know them and, you know, kind of get a background of where are you from, you know, kind of thing. Is there any colors your nation represents? Because your ribbon skirt is your story. So therefore, when I'm selling the textile, the fabric to them, I usually try to find out that background so I can help them out. Because usually that ribbon skirt, when they create it, it's a work of art. You know, it's your story. So mm-hmm. when people talk to, you know, see them, they kind of, it's admiration, right? So a lot of people kind of like, wow, look at your, you know, so, and that's the opportunity for that person to tell their story on the ribbon skirt. So.
Awesome. Yeah. And you know what? I feel like we're seeing more and more ribbon skirts, you know, not just at round dances and powwows and, you know, these celebratory events, but just, you know, walking around, just in general, people celebrating their culture. And it's beautiful to see. What else can you tell our listeners a little bit about the ribbon skirt and today being the National Ribbon Skirt Day?
What does a ribbon skirt represent? The history of the ribbon skirt comes from many cross-cultural interactions. Many Indigenous groups across Turtle Island have their own version and stories around them. The ribbon skirt represents roles in our community, sacredness, or womanhood. It can also be a symbol of resilience, power, survival, defiance, or protection. It can also be reclaiming your identity through traditional practices and wearing that identity proudly. The colors of the ribbons on the skirt can represent many different things, such as medicine wheel or traditions. Additionally, the skirt can be a form of self-expression and empowerment. It's all about representation. For example, the color white represents north direction. The color yellow represents the east. Red ribbons represent the south, and west can represent, the west can represent by the color black, blue, or green. So January 4th, 2023 marked the first National Ribbon Skirt Day, a day Indigenous women were encouraged to wear ribbon skirts to celebrate their culture, strength, and connections as women.
Awesome. And I feel like, you know, the ribbon skirt, now that people are comfortable wearing them and they wear them proudly, we're seeing people make them their own with patterns and fabrics and even some fun designs. I seen the one you wearing today, and you got your Oilers ribbon skirt on, right?
Yes.
And you probably see, you know, you sell the fabrics at the market for people, hundreds of people who make these. Give us an example of how some people kind of make, what fabrics do you have that are interesting that some people like love to make ribbon skirts out of them? Maybe for kids, maybe for adults.
Like again, when I sell the textiles, I usually have it's 100% cotton, which is usually the traditional fabric to use. Normally I would have the Kukum floral, which is all different colors. And then I have some diamond star patterns. And then I'm starting to incorporate more like Disney print and stuff like
nice.
That. So for the kids, right?
Yeah.
Right now I was kind of focusing on just women and of course Two-Spirit and stuff
as well.
Like that. So in different communities and genders and stuff like that. So, but now going forward, incorporating more fabric, more textile. for different.
Awesome. Once again, Janet Delorme, can we plug your company one more time?
My company is Across the Mountain Creations.
I'm going to throw all the information up in the blog because I know you make these kits, right? For people to make their own ribbon skirts with instructions and everything, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to throw that up in the blog. If you guys want to make your own ribbon skirt, you want to learn a little bit about it, I'll throw a bunch of information. Thank you so much for coming down to the station here, Janet. And we can't wait, you know, to see all the amazing creations that can come out of this. And happy National Ribbon Skirt Day.
Thank you so much. I'm blessed and it's an honor. Thank you.
And I do know one more Blackfoot word, Kato Matsin. Yeah, does that mean goodbye?
We don't say goodbye.
No goodbyes. It means we'll see you later.
Yes, that's right.
We will see you again.
Kato
Matsin.
Yes.